This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I am back. Rodrance for our Black and White Network. Well, you know, occasionally on this channel, we do like to stray away from politics and sometimes just do something that catches our eye, that we find interesting. And in this case, this is something you don't see on television. I've never seen a meteorologist do it. I am right in the middle of Tornado Alley here in East Texas. I lived in West Texas several times growing up. Man, lot of respect for tornadoes. They're real. I've seen the damage. I've heard my father telling me. My father was born in 1930. I can remember him telling me a story of walking home after a tornado struck Laird Hill, Texas, where he was from. And he told me about the damage and the dead animals and the bodies and all of that. And my father was not afraid of hardly anything that I can ever remember, but he was scared of tornadoes. It was real. And I know when he was working oil field all those years, I mean, if we were in West Texas and he would pay up to find a rental that had a storm shelter. And I can remember many a night listening to storm spotters out chasing and tracking tornadoes. Back then, hey, they were talking mile markers as to where tornadoes was. We're talking about the 80s, the 1980s here. So we had a tornado here, struck about 2 miles away from me, and literally it seemed like a path 2 football fields wide was just clean cut for about 40 miles. One of the most unbelievable destructive things you've ever seen in your life. Well, Mississippi, of course, got one of the worst tornadoes we've seen in a long time last night. And we also saw a meteorologist who's lost it, absolutely lost it. And we will watch the video. In case you're wondering, folks, this is where he lost it. That is a debris tracker. Now, that's one of the biggest, darkest, ugliest debris trackers. That may be the worst one I've ever seen. And it was when he got to this screen that he broke down because he realized this was going to be deadly. And there was a lot of damage already occurring. That debris is, that's things flying through the air. Okay, structures, trees, God knows what else. This is the blaze. A meteorologist prayed live on air Friday as tornadoes ripped through Mississippi, leaving at least 23 dead. And guys, they think that's going to get a lot worse. Dear Jesus, please help them. WTVA Chief Meteorologist Matt Lubhon Friday night as he warned residents of Emory, Mississippi to immediately take shelter. Quote, oh man, the Emmy-winning weather professional said, briefly bowing his head as he offered prayer. Quote, we can confirm 23 dead, dozens injured, four missing, due to last night's tornadoes. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency reported Saturday morning. We have numerous local and state search and rescue teams that continue to work this morning. A number of assets are on the ground to assist those that have been impacted, the agency reported. Unfortunately, these numbers are expected to change. MSEMA also said of the morning update on the rescue efforts and death toll. Wow. WTVA shared photos of twisted metal, damage to the National Guard armory in Emory, and damage to many other homes, businesses, and structures. Golly, let's take a look right fast. Okay, let's just take a look. Oh, wow. Oh, no. Oh, no. Wow, unbelievable. I mean, these things are real, folks. I can tell you right now, this is an Exxon station. Let's just take a look real fast. Oh, my God. Completely demolished. Wow. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves requested prayers Friday as well as the storms racked the Magnolia State. Many in the MS Delta need your prayers and God's protection tonight, adding that search and rescue was ongoing. The tornado dropped around 8 p.m. near Sharkey County's town of Rolling Fork and was at least a mile.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Wide and traveled for more than 90 miles. Good God. At least 13 people lost their lives in Sharkey County. As a result of the storm, Sharkey County Coroner Angela Easton told ABC News. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. It is home to about 1,883 people and 663 households, according to the 2020 census. Unbelievable. One person lost their life in Monroe County. So let's take a look at this right here. And we'll just start a little early. He's tracking it. And we can listen to what he had to say.
Close to Amory or in through the northern part of the city of Amory. And here's the thing about this. Y'all trust me too much. Okay? I tell you where it goes and some of you are like, that's where it's going to go. But the reality is that this could be changing directions, okay? So, Amory, we need to be in our tornado safe place. We got a new scan coming in here as we speak. Oh, man. Like, north side of Amory, this is coming in. Oh, man.
You see his reaction when he saw that debris? That debris ball? Wow.
Dear Jesus, please help them. Amen. Okay. So, he's going to track along highway.
Wow. He knew. He knew right there that it was a unbelievably deadly situation for those people in Mississippi. You don't see that. I can't remember ever seeing it. I don't know if I've ever seen it. A weatherman. Now, we've got a very good weatherman locally here, and he is a master of tracking these things. And it wouldn't shock me. I could hear him doing something like this. I know he sent out thoughts and prayers before while tracking tornadoes, because I mean, we're in an area where I'm much like Mississippi. I'm sure they come on the air and they will track them. I've seen them on the air for 7 hours. Locally here, tracking tornado with the day that they had the tornado locally here, I believe there were like 12 or 15 that day all around this area. They were like three within probably 10 miles of me that day, and we got real lucky here, very, very lucky. Some did not. Lots of property damage, lots of house damage, tree damages. I don't think anybody died in that event, though, which is shocking, as long as that tornado stayed on the ground. That's unbelievable. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.